What if the biggest bottleneck for artificial intelligence isn't the chip, but the wire connecting them? This week, investment banks from Goldman Sachs to Barclays are predicting the next trillion-dollar AI infrastructure wave won't be in GPUs, but in optical communications. That's the glass and light layer that moves data at incredible speeds. We're breaking down what this massive investment shift means for your business and why the future of AI now depends on the humble network cable. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on technology and its impact on Western industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, it's all about the plumbing of the AI revolution. For the past 2 years, all eyes have been on NVIDIA's GPUs. But a flood of reports, including a key analysis from GF Securities, now argue that the real performance bottleneck is shifting. It's no longer about pure processing power. It's about how fast you can move data between those processors.
That's right. The focus is now on optical interconnects, the high-speed fiber optic links inside data centers. This isn't just a technical upgrade. It's a fundamental change in where the value and the investment is flowing in the AI ecosystem. We're seeing a land grab for the technologies that will define the next phase of AI infrastructure.
Troy, let's start with that bottleneck. Goldman Sachs and Barclays are pointing investors toward networking. Why is this happening right now?
Because the scale of AI models has outgrown the infrastructure. Think of a massive AI cluster with thousands of GPUs. They need to talk to each other constantly. According to a report by GF Securities, the performance of that entire system is now limited by the speed of its internal network, not the individual chips. Traditional copper wiring just can't handle the terabits of data per second required, especially as speeds move to 1.6 terabits per second, or 1.6T.
So copper is hitting a physical limit. What does this mean for US and European manufacturers who are increasingly relying on AI for things like factory automation or supply chain management?
It means the total cost of ownership for on-premise AI is about to change. Running these systems with older interconnects will lead to massive power consumption and heat generation. European manufacturers, particularly in Germany where energy costs are high, need to be hyper-aware. The efficiency gains from AI could be wiped out by operational energy costs if the underlying network isn't built on modern optics.
And for trading companies and distributors, what's the signal here?
The signal is that demand for optical components is exploding. Barclays' report highlights companies that make optical transceivers and photonic integrated circuits as key beneficiaries. For a Western distributor, this means the market for 800G and the new 1.6T optical modules is white hot. Lead times are going to stretch. Sourcing from a diverse set of suppliers like Ciena, Marvell, and even emerging players like SuperX is now a critical strategic priority.
So what's the actionable insight for an executive listening today?
Task your ID and operations teams to model the energy consumption of your AI roadmap. Specifically, they should compare the power per bit of traditional interconnects versus next-generation optical solutions. This isn't just an IT issue anymore. It's a core operational and financial decision that will impact your competitiveness for the next decade.
Okay, so the problem is clear. Let's talk about the solutions. We're seeing a flood of announcements about the core technology. What are the key developments?
There are two major technology platforms competing to solve this, silicon photonics and indium phosphide. On June 16th, Tower Semiconductor and Marvell announced they've shipped over 5 million coherent photonic integrated circuits, or PICs, based on silicon photonics. This is a massive milestone. It proves the technology is mature and can be manufactured at scale.
And what is a photonic integrated circuit? Break that down for us.
Think of it as putting an entire optical communication system, lasers, modulators, receivers, onto a single silicon chip. Tech Insights identifies this as the new backbone for AI data centers because it's scalable and cost-effective, leveraging existing semiconductor manufacturing processes.
But then, on the same day, we saw a huge move with a different material. Coherent broke ground on a new Texas factory for indium phosphide, or NP, backed by a stunning $2 billion from NVIDIA. Why would NVIDIA pour money into a different technology?
Because indium phosphide is inherently better at generating light. While silicon is great for logic, it's not a natural light emitter. NP allows for higher performance lasers and modulators, which are critical for achieving the highest speeds like 1.6T and beyond with better power efficiency. NVIDIA is essentially securing its own high-performance supply chain to ensure its future TPUs aren't bottlenecked by the network.
This sounds like a strategic supply chain play. How does this affect U.S. and European companies?
For U.S. manufacturers, NVIDIA's investment in a Texas-based fab is a positive sign for domestic supply chain resilience and a critical technology. However, for European companies building AI infrastructure, it raises a red flag. It signals that the hyperscalers are moving to secure capacity. This could create scarcity and price pressure on high-end INP components for everyone else. European firms need to accelerate their own strategic sourcing and partnership discussions immediately.
So the actionable insight?
If you're a Western executive planning a major AI hardware deployment, you need to ask your vendors about their optical component roadmap. Specifically, are they using silicon photonics or INP-based solutions? Understand the trade-offs in performance, power, and especially supply chain risk associated with each. This NVIDIA Coherent deal just changed the landscape.
Troy, beyond the raw materials, there's a lot of talk about new ways of packaging these optical components. I'm seeing acronyms like NPO and CPO. What are they, and why do they matter?
They matter because they are all about reducing distance to save power. NPO stands for Near Package Optics, and CPO is Co-Packaged Optics. As a blog from Credo Semiconductor detailed, today's transceivers are pluggable modules on the faceplate of a switch. The electrical signal has to travel across a long printed circuit board to get there, which consumes a lot of power.
So it's like moving the engine closer to the wheels?
Exactly. NPO places the optical engine right next to the main processor package on the same board. CPO goes a step further and puts the optical engine inside the same package as the processor. The CEO of Scintil Photonics, Matt Crowley, stated on June 16th that CPO is now indispensable for AI data centers. By shrinking the electrical path from centimeters to millimeters, you slash power consumption and latency.
How does this change things for manufacturers?
For European and U.S. manufacturers adopting robotics and machine vision, this is huge. These systems generate massive amounts of data that need real-time processing. A factory floor server built with CPO technology will be able to process that data faster and more efficiently, using less energy and generating less heat. It enables more powerful AI at the edge, right where it's needed.
And for trading companies, this sounds like a disruptive technology.
It is. The entire supply chain for networking hardware is being redesigned. Distributors who currently sell pluggable optical modules need to develop expertise in these new integrated systems. They'll be selling solutions, not just components. This requires partnerships with system integrators and a deep understanding of thermal management, which becomes a major challenge with CPO.
So, what's the action item here?
Executives should initiate pilot projects with vendors offering NPO-based systems. Credo positions it as a practical bridging technology that's available now. Waiting for CPO to fully mature could mean falling behind. Start learning the practical implications of these new architectures today, because your competitors are.
With all this new technology, how is the market actually responding? Are we seeing products in revenue?
Absolutely. The 1.6T era is officially here. At Interop Tokyo 2026, a company called SuperX debuted 1.6T optical modules. On the same day, networking giant Arista Networks unveiled its own portfolio of 1.6T networking platforms, specifically for AI fabrics. This doubles the bandwidth of the previous 800G generation and is a direct response to the AI bottleneck we discussed.
And is this translating into financial results?
Yes. Look at Ciena. On June 16th, they reported a significant increase in AI-driven revenue and raised their full-year guidance. An RCR Wireless report identified Ciena as a leader in this AI optical convergence. This isn't theoretical. It's generating billions in sales right now. This is hard proof that the investment cycle predicted by Goldman Sachs is already underway.
So for U.S. and European manufacturers, what's the takeaway?
The technology to build next-generation hyper-efficient AI clusters is now commercially available for major vendors like Arista and Ciena. The competitive advantage will go to the firms that adopt it first. A European automotive company, for instance, can now build an on-premise AI cluster for simulations that rivals what was previously only available to cloud giants, provided they invest in this 1.6T foundation.
What should distributors be doing in response to these product launches?
They need to be training their sales and engineering teams on 1.6T technology immediately. The market conversation is shifting from 800G to 1.6T much faster than anticipated. They also need to be aware of the upstream competition. A Futon News report highlights fierce battles among component suppliers. This will create price volatility and potential supply disruptions. Securing allocation from key partners for 1.6T platforms is job number one.
And the actionable insight for our listeners?
Don't wait for your next scheduled refresh cycle. The performance jump from 800G to 1.6T is substantial and directly impacts AI workload completion times. Engage with vendors like Arista and Ciena now to understand the migration path and start budgeting for these platforms. The ROI is no longer about network speeds and feeds. It's about the speed of your entire AI-driven business process.
So, Troy, let's bring it all together. A massive shift is underway in the world of AI infrastructure. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, the primary bottleneck in AI performance has officially shifted from GPU compute power to optical interconnect bandwidth. Your ability to move data is now more important than your ability to process it. This fundamentally changes where you should focus your infrastructure investments.
Second,
a high-stakes technology and supply chain battle is underway. NVIDIA's $2 billion investment in Coherent's indium phosphide fab in Texas is a clear move to secure the high end of the market. This will have ripple effects, creating opportunities for some and supply risks for others. U.S. and European firms must evaluate their supply chain resilience for these critical optical components.
And the final takeaway?
Finally, the next generation of technology is already here and driving revenue. 1.6T platforms are available for major vendors, and companies like Ciena are already seeing a surge in AI-related sales. The time for waiting is over. Executives need to actively engage with these new technologies, from 1.6T switches to near-package optics, to ensure their AI strategies are built on a foundation that can scale.
Troy, thank you. That's a clear picture of a market in rapid transition. It seems the invisible network is now the most critical part of the AI equation.
It's the foundation for everything to come.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us again next week for more Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you don't miss it, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, thank you for listening.